Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan. Week off today, and Mark Holland filling in for Lynette and taking your calls right now for the doctors at 206-421-5757, 206-421-5757. In our first hour, we talked quite a bit about prostate cancer issues. In our first call this hour from Ron in LeConnor, he has some questions about that for the doctors. What's your question today, Ron?
Hello, Ron.
Hi. Well, I had prostate cancer in 2012, and I had a Da Vinci surgery.
Total prostatectomy, yeah.
Right. And my
it should be zero, but it kept creeping up, and when it would get to 10, my doctor would put me on Lupron to knock down my testosterone, which brought the PSA down. Last February, I had a shot of that. And then I had it tested again last month, and it was back up to... Well, it was only up to 4.
Okay.
But
so it's rising again.
It was rising again, and my testosterone was only 3. And the doctor had me take another shot of Lupron, and like what you're talking about, side effects are a bitch.
Yes, they are.
My language, but
That's...
I'm a very active person. I work out 3 days a week at health club, lift weights, climb stairs, etc. And I'll be 80 next month, just to tell you how old I am. But for probably 40 years of my life, I averaged 20, 25 miles a week running. And ran half marathons, and I was on the National Guard rifle team and representing the United States, or represented Washington in international combat shooting all the way to England and stuff.
Congratulations.
Which you have to run a lot. You have to be in good shape to do that. And I was in my early 50s when I did that.
It's probably what's kept you alive all this while.
Okay. Probably.
But here's what's got me concerned from what you told me so far, and I'll let you go back to part of the story here in a minute. But the Lupron, we are now 11 years up the road from your surgery. For people, okay. So, and let me. This is nothing to help you at this point. It's just that the other people listening to us need to know. You had the Da Vinci procedure, which is a robotic, complete removal of the prostate. Unfortunately, what it sounds like is they got it out too late. It's already spread. That's why your PSA is coming back up. You know, if they took out the whole prostate and there was no spread, you wouldn't need the Lupron. It would just, your PSA would drop to zero because the prostate specific antigen is just pretty much made in the prostate. So the fact that this had gotten back up to 10 says wherever that tumor is that has spread was growing pretty big, because most men, when we see a PSA over about 4, we get worried there might be a prostate cancer hiding somewhere. And at 10, you've either got infection of the prostate, which you can't have because you have no prostate, or you've got prostate cancer that has spread, and in your case it did. Did they find out where it has spread to? Has anybody, you know, done the investigations to say, okay, here's where those nodes of cancer are hiding?
No, I went to a radiologist in Everett, and they couldn't find anything to radiate.
And when was that?
That was 2012. It was shortly after, when a PSA kept coming up. When he did the prostatectomy, he removed some lymph nodes, some other things. They did tests on my bones, everything prior to the surgery, and it had not spread to bones, and he couldn't find anything in the lymph nodes or anywhere else. So we don't know where it's at. That's a problem. Yeah, okay.
Well, or at least we don't know where it was 2012.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but this is 2023. So 11 years later, it might be one that we can find. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd be really interested in saying, okay, do we have a tumor mass that we can now find and abolish?
Yeah, he needs a bone scan.
He needs a bone scan, definitely, but he also, I would say, probably some MRIs looking for, you know, pelvic lesions and things that had gone
right
local but outside of the prostate. Because there are some therapies that you might be able to do focused to knock this down. You know, good news is it's growing very slowly. I mean, you're 11 years up the road and you're still alive. So by definition, anybody who survives 5 years with a cancer, we consider a
cure.
Success. Yeah. Well, he's not a cure because we know it has metastasized. So he's still got cancer, but he's more than 5 years out from disease discovery. So, you know, he's a success story. I'd just like to buy him another 11 years if we reasonably can.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but in your case, since we know that the Lupron is dropping your PSA, then it is, at least the last dose was still sensitive to the Lupron. Now, the fear, the worry, right, is that if you use Lupron too much, you can actually trigger that cancer, that androgen-sensitive cancer, to mutate to an androgen-insensitive, what we call a castrate-resistant cancer. And those forms of prostate cancer grow faster, spread quicker, and they're the ones that tend to kill guys. So, and that's why they're giving you the Lupron intermittently. They give you the Lupron, they let you go for a while without it. When your PSA starts to rise, they give it to you again. Because by giving it to you constantly, they raise the risk of that mutation taking place. It can still happen.
I'm aware of that, and I discussed that with him when he said, you know, my testosterone was only 3, and I said, if I take another one of these shots, aren't we apt to trigger it to mutate? And he didn't think so. He wanted to try it. It's a guesstimate. And the other situation is, I said, what else can we do? I keep hoping for a miracle drug to come along, you know, but it hasn't happened yet. But anyway, I go to see him again in December, and I will discuss that with him as to whether they should do some tests to see if they can find it.
Yeah. Well, I'd certainly be interested, because if we can knock down a larger node to make it a smaller or non-existent one, you know, that would be a help. All the cancer we can get out of your body is a win, or at least it's progress. There are a couple of things that you might consider, okay? And these are not cures per se, but they are important. One would be, I would like your favorite beverage to become green tea. And not just beverage. I want you to, when you have a salad, tear open a tea bag and sprinkle the green tea on your salad. Put green tea in your casseroles. Put it in your green beans and your veggies. Here's a fascinating compound. We know that the epigallocatechin gallate. Does that just roll off the tongue?
I know, right? Say that again.
This is a active ingredient in green tea that helps to slow the growth and in some cases kill prostate cancers. It makes them smaller. Okay. There was a fascinating study back in the 1990s, and I've never seen this duplicated, but they took a bunch of guys with newly diagnosed prostate cancer, and half of them went on the equivalent of 5 cups of green tea a day. Okay. And some of them drank the tea. Some of them ate the tea. Your body doesn't know if you eat it or drink it. You're getting the chemicals in your body either way. And that's why I said you can, if you don't like drinking tea, you put it in your food. But they gave these guys, I forget, 3 to 6 months or something of high dose green tea. And then they went in and did a radical prostatectomy, took the whole prostate out, and found that the men that had been on the high dose green tea had prostates 1/3 smaller than the men who had, who didn't take the green tea. So it actually shrank their tumor volume.
Okay. But given that he's already had a prostatectomy.
Right. We're not going to do that. But we know we've got prostate cancer out there somewhere.
Right.
And the green tea doesn't care where it is. It's going in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
And it's going to get the stuff wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be on high-dose epigallocatechin gallate, that is high-dose green tea, at least 5 cups a day or 5 tea bags a day. I would be on high-dose resveratrol. Mm-hmm. Resveratrol increases the rate of apoptosis, that is cellular death in prostate cancers, and slows its growth. Okay? So high dose resveratrol. I'd put you on about 1400 milligrams a day. That is 2 350 milligram capsules twice daily, 2 in the morning, 2 at night. And we carry that in our store.
He's doing the right things with the exercise.
Absolutely.
Anything
true.
Else about fish oil and curcumin before?
Curcumin, yes, although it's not absorbed as well, but I would put him on a high dose of curcumin too. Hear that music? We got to take a break, but sit tight. We're going to give you about 2 or 3 more minutes when we get back before the next call, okay?
Okay, hang on there, Ron. We'll finish up with you after the break. We'll also get to Mike in Bothell and John in Auburn, and maybe you, if you're listening today, your questions for the doctors at 206-421-5757. This is Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics, returning in just a few moments.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. Said goodbye.
More of Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat, taking your calls today at 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. And we're going to finish up with Ron in LeConnor and his discussions about prostate cancer and Dr. Mixon's advice.
The other beverage, the other thing I'd love you to be drinking on a regular basis is pomegranate juice. Or go to the grocery store and buy pomegranates.
Yeah.
Okay. Pomegranates and pomegranate juice actually have some pretty good studies showing that they slow and can actually shrink some prostate cancers. The company Palm that makes most of the big pomegranate juice, they're the most popular company. They got in trouble with the FDA, but it wasn't because pomegranate juice didn't work. It was the federal government has food and it has supplements. If your product is a food, you're not allowed by law to talk about medical benefits. If it's a supplement, you're not allowed to talk about its taste or nutritional value. So they crossed the line. They told the truth. Pomegranate juice does indeed help inhibit the growth of prostate cancer and in some cases can shrink it. But because it's a food, they're not allowed to say that.
Interesting.
Government.
Yeah.
Well, it's just more proof of how wacky we are, but our government is. But
yep.
Who do I call to make an appointment with you?
Well, you need to come to lmclinic.com, or you can call.
The number to call is toll-free, 1-866-86-YOUNG. Young is the numbers 96864. 866-86-YOUNG or online at lmclinic.com.
Okay. And then come on in, get your free health analysis. Go ahead and do the laboratory, the big lab. That'll then get you an hour with one of my doctors. They'll go over all your lab work. They'll go over your history. Then you can decide if you want to be a patient or not.
All right.
Okay.
A friend of mine from Yakima has been a patient for some time, and I should have listened to him.
Yep.
But anyway, I will definitely be contacting him.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That opens up another line at 206-421-5757. Let's go to Mike next in Bothell. What's your question, Mike, for the doctors?
Hello, Dr. Mixon. My question has to do with my hair loss. I'm in my mid-70s. A little bit about my family. My father's, he just turned 97, and he's got as much hair as he had when he was 20 years old.
Really?
And my three brothers are in their 60s and 70s, and they, all of them have just an absolute full head of hair. I did up till a couple of years ago, so I'm not really too sure if I've changed. I'm a diabetic. I'm the only one in the whole family that's a diabetic. No one's ever been in the hospital. Including my father.
Great genome.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So I'm pretty fortunate, except I don't know why I ended up being a diabetic, but maybe it's the way must have been riding a wild horse or something too long.
maybe.
I asked my father one day, I said, "What is your secret?" And he said, "Well, I'll tell you." But he said, "It's a wild horse, good whiskey, a fast horse, good whiskey, and wild women."
That's oh, right. sums it all.
Willie Nelson
should have never sold the horse, I guess.
Yeah.
That's right. Willie Nelson had a song in which he promoted, and the song was, faster horses, older whiskey, and younger women.
changed the formula a little bit. Whiskey is consistent as is horses and women.
but he wanted older whiskey.
Actually, my father's been married to my mother for, I don't know, 75 years. And,
oh, wow. How nice is that?
Absolutely, absolutely wonderful parents. And my whole family is. Yes. But my question is, if I came in, I'm losing my hair in the front. It's getting thinner the last couple of years.
Uh-huh.
If I came in, would you be able to run some tests and maybe kind of see if maybe the medicines I'm taking, if there's something that's causing some of that? Or I take a lot of medicine for being a diabetic.
Yeah. What do you weigh?
I'm a little over 6 feet tall, and I weigh maybe 195.
So you're lean. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, I've never been heavy, I shouldn't say.
Okay. When people become diabetics as adults, the single biggest cause is overweight. But that's clearly not the case with you, so we got a pancreatic dysfunction of some sort.
I'm pretty energetic, I guess, for being 75, I guess. I don't know what you're supposed to do, but I'm just... I guess
whatever it is, we want you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier.
I need a few of those. You're correct.
All right.
Probably all of them. I'll take them all.
All right. Yes. Well, you know, I'm married to a woman 30 years my junior, so that's my incentive.
There you go. Well, that's an incentive. Yeah, that's one of the three formulas my dad talks about.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, there's not a whole lot of testing other than thyroid that we can look at.
Well,
and minerals.
Well, a medical consultation, and this is what that would be, we ask you to fill out your full medical history for us, but we do not test for you.
Right. Now, but what I was thinking is if he came in for an HA appointment.
That is different.
If we bring him in for a health analysis and he gets the full big lab work.
Yeah.
And then one of his medical problems could be hair loss.
Yes.
And then we've got our testing, you've got the doctor time, you got the hour doctor visit. And who knows, okay. He may want to become one of our patients and get stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier.
And that is definitely his option.
And then he would get a discount.
And that's something that I would like to have the full test because as I get older, I'm not as strong as I used to be. And,
yep.
And so I would like to do that test. And I would probably become one of your patients because I listen to you a lot on the radio, and I'm just very pleased with everything you folks do. I really do a nice job.
Well, thank you. But then if you're one of our patients, the hair treatment at Bellamedica gets a discount. Our patients get discounts at Bellamedica.
Mm-hmm. They do indeed.
And we have a hair growth restoration program in Bellamedica.
Yeah.
So we could treat you as our patient and in the process get you into Bellamedica to get your hair growing better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I heard you talk about that program there. And that was the other reason why I called you to come in and see you about that. And maybe there's something there that would work for me.
Yes.
So
that's the
idea. I'm going to come in and see you then. And we'll just do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So make an appointment for the HA, and he's going to give you the phone number.
And the number to call to make that appointment is 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-9686-4, which spells out Young. You can also book online at lmclinic.com, and there are clinics in Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. And that's a free health analysis appointment.
Very good. All right. Well, I look forward to coming in then. I'll make that appointment and we'll start there and then we'll see where we go. Sounds good.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay. Thanks,
Mike.
Thank you, sir. That opens up another phone. That opens up the line for a call from you today at 206-421-5757. 206-421-5757. Moving on to John in Auburn. And John, what's your question for the doctors today, John?
Good morning, folks. Well, I've been diagnosed with, originally it was Gleason 10 prostate cancer. Mm. And I started out with Lupron, and that failed to stop the PSA rise. So they put me on darolutamide, which worked. My PSA was less than 0.04.
Good.
With this particular lab. Now, they did some DNA testing on me, and they decided that I was eligible for Keytruda.
Okay.
So I was able to drop the darolutamide, and I'm on Keytruda. It's It's a 2-year program.
Right.
Every 3 weeks or every 6 weeks if they double the dose at that one time. My PSA is less than 0.04 still.
Good.
Again, it's a 2-year program. And I don't have to pay that $723 a month copay with darolutamide.
Good.
So, now, down at MD Anderson, they did a PET CT scan, and that evidently showed that it had not metastasized at that time. PET CT scan versus an MRI, what's your opinion?
Positron emission scans are very, very good. They show function. Standard MRIs are also very good. They show us a lot of soft tissue densities too. So, you know, and generally they end up doing these as a combined study. Most of the time you're getting an MRI and positron emission at the same time. If they can't find where you're any metastasis, that's surprising, quite frankly. I mean, with a Gleason 10, when you first said Gleason 10, my heart sank because I thought, oh my God, this guy's already got spread. And then when you told me Lupron didn't help, I got even more scared because I said, oh my goodness, now he's got a castrate resistant tumor and it's going to do really bad things to him. And now you're making me feel a whole lot better with this last part. Okay. The music says we got to take a break. We're going to come back and chat a little bit about your really nasty cancer, but your surprisingly wonderful results thus far. So.
Okay, John, we'll be back with you in just a moment. You can still call in your questions as well if you're listening today, 206-421-5757. Back with more Leading Edge Medicine brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat taking your calls in just a moment, 206-421-5757. Back with more Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat taking your calls right now at 206-421-5757. 206-421-5757. Continuing to talk with John in Auburn about prostate cancer issues.
Okay. Most of the world has no idea what you're talking about when you're talking about Keytruda. So
Are Keytruda being used for prostate cancer?
Yeah, that's right. You know, you've heard us probably, if you listen to the show much, talk about the PDE5 inhibitors, the drugs, the ED drugs that help prevent cancers from growing and spreading. Keytruda is a PD-1 inhibitor. There's 11 different phosphodiesterates out there that we know of, and phosphodiesterase 1 is present on the cells of a lot of cancers. And so it's fascinating because this is an immunotherapy. It's actually interfering with the phosphodiesterase that the cancer needs to grow. And so it has nothing to do with testosterone. It has nothing to do with hormones. It's purely an immune response. So this is the first drug that really does this. So you may well have a castrate-resistant tumor that scared the bejabbers out of me initially. Mm. But it sounds like the Keytruda, by inhibiting the phosphodiesterase 1 in the tumor cell, in the T cells, response is able then to go after this tumor more aggressively. Mm. Are you having any adverse effects? Because when they give this stuff intravenously, it's usually, that's our biggest worry, is that you may be getting rashes, nausea, that sort of thing.
Not really. During the night, you know, I put some the covers. I have to take the covers off because I heat up. Then I pull them back on. So okay. I think that's the only thing. Now, what has accompanied, I do have a fistula between the bladder and the rectum.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And it's evidently a, like you could put a finger through it, what one colorectal surgeon told me.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And I guess what I'm wondering is, do you know if there might be some surgical way at least to seal? I'm looking at having to, okay, because I have stool going into my bladder,
right?
I developed an abscess, but I appear to be asymptomatic. I just completed 30 days of a broad spectrum antibiotic, and I just had a CT scan, but I don't know, and that's to look for that abscess to see if it's still there or not. Is there, and he says it's so close that he doubts that there's a way for them to surgically close that gap up. Do you know of some place that might be more cutting edge There's a Surgical Center of Oklahoma I'm going to go to. They actually advertise the cost of their procedures. They put it online. And this has enabled, this probably doesn't really apply to me, but I'm going to give them a try. In the past, people have been able to negotiate. If you're in Seattle and they say, we want this gigantic amount, they've been able to talk it down because they say, I'm just going to go down there to get the job done. So mm-hmm. they've come down on what their price is.
Sure. The insurance companies don't pay full rate. You know, in fact, Medicare on average pays about one third, about 30% of the rack rate. The only people that pay the rack rate are people that don't have insurance. And no insurance company pays the rack rate. I've always thought that was unfair, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's the way. If I had my way, I'd say you can charge anything you want, but everybody pays the same rate. We don't give the government and we don't give insurance companies a better rate than the poor schmuck who doesn't have insurance. That just makes no sense to me. Why should he pay three times more?
Well, I'd be glad to, you know, money's not that much of an issue for me. I mean, it could put a big dent in things. I'm very grateful for Medicare. It's fantastic.
Yep.
I've had nothing accolades to say about it.
It's just if they can make a profit on Medicare rate, why can't they make a profit on other people at the same price? That's my only thing. Oh,
I agree. And that's where the Surgical Center of Oklahoma has been kind of ahead of everybody. They've actually posted, and this is well before, this is years ago they started doing this.
Uh-huh.
So, well, you know, I'd like other people to know about them.
Sure. Okay. Well, you just told however many people are listening here.
Maybe I can't count that high. well, that's good. Then the other thing is you're talking about green tea.
Yeah.
What about green tea extract?
Yeah,
you can get it in the health food store.
Yes, you can. Yes. Again, look at the extract and see what the active chemicals are. Okay. You want ECGC, epogallocatechin gallate, EGCG, because that's the active chemical that is in the green tea. And so when they extract it, they should be getting a big dose of that. That should be the number one compound in your extract.
Okay.
Okay. Because that's what does the anti-cancer effect.
Now, you've talked about prescribing testosterone again. It doesn't look like that is going to be in my picture, at least for another 2 years.
No. Although my guess is, and again, you know, I don't have your medical records. I don't have the genome on the tumor. But the fact that the Lupron didn't do anything tells me that this probably is a castrate resistant. In other words, it has nothing to do with testosterone. This is probably one of those really nasty, aggressive tumors that with and without testosterone, it's going to grow. So that's why the Lupron didn't help. But the PDE1 inhibitor apparently is helping. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah. You have to remember to take these pills all the time. And mm-hmm. that's one of the hardest things for a senior citizen to remember. Did I take the pill or did I not?
Hmm. And okay.
Okay, I guess that's about all I have.
Well, I got to tell you, when you started this story, you gave me palpitations. So, you know, but it sounds like it's coming up to a happier ending. I'm very happy with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, the immunotherapies were a game changer.
They are.
For oncology, for the longest time, there was nothing.
Nope.
And then ever since they've started the immunotherapies, it's been a game changer in management and in cure. And they first talked about lung, and then they talked about melanomas. Actually, melanoma was first.
Melanoma was the first one.
Yeah.
And then the non-small cell.
Yeah.
lung cancers.
And now the head and neck and Hodgkin's and prostate cancer. Wow. Yeah. Breast cancer. So all in all, definitely been very good for
medicine.
A lot
is galloping along.
Yeah, sure.
If we can just keep the politicians out of our world, we'll do fine. Right. Thank you for the call, sir.
Okay, thank you, John. That opens up a line for you. We might have time for one or two more calls. Don't wait, though. Call right now at 206-421-5757, 206-421-5757. This is Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics.
And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you my own mind. I'll be your vitamin B if you beck and call.
Problems you get.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I got
but my problems are fun.
Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine, our final segment here this morning, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat standing by to take your call. I think we only have time for one more call, and we have somebody on the line from Lake Taps. And hi, Lake Taps. Not sure how to say your name, but what is your question for the doctors?
My name is Lynette, and I have first a comment that I'm almost 80 years young and recently had an MRI done. That it was on my spine, and it showed that I had a 6-millimeter area in my pancreas. They called it a cyst, and I wondered if that's anything to be concerned about.
Well, it'll be a matter to be monitored with a series of MRIs of your pancreas. Pancreatic cysts are usually benign. They don't usually cause any trouble. That's the good news. Pancreatic cancer is a real big problem and usually doesn't get diagnosed until it's too late to fix it. So if they found a pancreatic lesion of some sort, and cysts are usually not cancer, that's the good news. Usually, but not always. There are cystic malignancies. If I were you, I'd want to go back and get another CT or a MRI through the pancreas, in about 3 months or so and see if it's changing. And then 3 months after that, see if it's not changing over the course of 6 months to a year, I'm going to relax a bit.
What about the gallery screening test too?
Gallery screen would be I think everybody should have a gallery screen. A gallery screen is a blood test that screens for 50 different cancers.
Wow.
It's not diagnostic. If the test is positive, it means you have proteins in your blood that are suspicious for a particular cancer. And then you have to have the diagnostic studies to. But if you had a gallery and it was negative for pancreatic, that would be reassuring. Now,
yes,
the gallery test is not covered by insurance, and it's about $1,200. So it's not cheap, but you're paying $25 for each of 50 different cancers. So, you know, when you look at it that way, it's a pretty, pretty cheap screen for tumors.
Now, would I ask my primary care physician to give me a referral for the next scan, because I went to an orthopedic doctor because I'm having some issues with back pain.
Yes.
And that's why they did the MRI.
So. Yeah, get into your primary care doctor, show him the MRI report, and tell him, you know, this is a lesion in my pancreas. I'm really kind of nervous. Can you set me up for a repeat MRI? And again, it's just a localized, it would not be a terribly expensive one, and Medicare should cover it. Pancreatic MRI to double check and see if this cystic lesion is growing or not. Because if it's growing, if it's changing shape significantly over a 3 to 6 month period, you want to get the surgeons involved as early as possible.
Thank you for your advice. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for the call, young lady.
Okay. Thank you, Annette. Pancreatitis, a friend of mine was recently diagnosed with that. How is that related?
The pancreatitis is just inflammation of the pancreas. Caused frequently by, it can be caused by a tumor, I mean, tumor, cancer in the pancreas can trigger pancreatitis. Abdominal injury, viral infections, a lot of things can cause pancreatitis.
Alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol use, yeah.
Yeah, she was just a terrible stomach pain, had to go to ER with it and was diagnosed.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's it's a nasty, because what happens is with pancreatitis, the pancreas becomes inflamed. The pancreas produces digestive enzymes. They're supposed to, when you eat, the food hits the small bowel and the pancreas kicks out enzymes to digest all the proteins and so on and the fats. But with pancreatitis, you start oozing those digestive enzymes out into your belly, and you're basically digesting your own insides. Exquisitely painful.
Gosh, it was. Is it a side effect of diabetes too? Or any relation there?
Well, relation. People with pancreatitis can develop type 1 diabetes because the pancreas is where you make insulin. And if you get enough damage to the pancreas, then you may not make enough insulin, and that may turn you into an insulin-dependent diabetic.
I see. Okay. Well, some of these things could maybe be figured out with a free health analysis appointment. And tell us again, what is this, two free tests, and what happens in the free health analysis?
Well, she got to do the first couple, so I'll do this one.
Okay. All right, you do this one.
And then when I miss stuff, you can chime in and round it out, get all the stuff I missed. Okay. This is a screening study we've done. We're basically looking at who's at risk of things going downhill faster than they already are. I mean, if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know things are going downhill. You are not what you were at 20. So there is normal decline. Okay. But we'd give you a couple of tests. Hemoglobin A1C that tells me how much of your red blood cells, what percentage of red blood cells have been damaged by glucose, by blood sugar. And the higher the incidence of damage to red blood cells, the faster we know your brain is going to shrink, your joints are going to degenerate, your risk of getting cancer and diabetes is going up. So that one simple finger prick test will give us a whole lot of risk factors for what your future may hold. The next test we're going to do is an in-body. And this is a test that most women have a love-hate relationship with. Because this is going to look at fat and muscle in your legs, in your arms, and in your torso. And the muscle-to-fat ratios are going to tell us a lot about your level of fitness, but also the degree of inflammation in your body. Because that visceral fat, the fat in your belly, is producing over 80 different compounds that raise the risk of diabetes, heart disease, dementia, cancer, a whole host of stuff. So if you've got a fat-to-body ratio in the upper range of normal, we're going to be concerned. So between those two blood tests, we can tell you with reasonable certainty how you're going to age over the next 5 or 10 years. And if you're set up for problems, we're going to say you really, really ought to go ahead and get the big blood test. The big blood test you got to pay for. It's almost $600, $595. But that's going to get you a 70-some page printout that's going to tell you a lot of detail about what your risk factors are and give your doctor a pretty good idea of where we have to go to minimize your risks and help you to do better than you would otherwise do. So once you get that test and you spend an hour going over it with our doctors, then you get a choice. You can either become a patient and let us try to fix it, or you can just go home and what happens, happens. If you like the idea that you're getting slow, fat, weak, dumb, and sexless, then go home and enjoy it. You know, I'm not your daddy. I'm not your boss. I'm not going to tell you how I have to live. If, on the other hand, you don't like what time and gravity are doing and are not willing to accept all those risks we've identified, then you probably ought to become a patient and get stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and much happier. That's all that does.
Okay, it sounds like a plan. Book that appointment right now.
And that's the tip of the iceberg.
That's right. When you come in and spend an hour with a doctor, they'll tell you what the real stuff is.
Number to call is 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG, which is 96864. You can also book an appointment online right now at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. Clinics near you in Kirkland, Tacoma, Linwood. We broadcast from the Kirkland area. And we have a new remodel going on. That is it totally done yet? Or
it is still going on.
Still going
but
on.
But we're in and we can do everything we need to do for you.
Yeah. It's just that some of the fancy desks and the pretty wall coverings and those sorts of things are going to be coming in over the course of the next month or so.
Okay.
But it's functional and it's much prettier than the old place.
It's beautiful.
It's just not as gorgeous as it's going to be.
No, it's absolutely phenomenal. And it's going to get better.
Great. Well, join us next week for another edition of Leading Edge Medicine. And have a great week and go Dawgs, right?
Yes, go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.